listening to Morning Edition. I'm Brad Aspey. Every Friday, we look into the night sky with Mary Stuart Adams, Program Director of the Headlands International Dark Sky Park in Mackinac City. And welcome once again, Mary.
Thanks for having me, Brad.
Now, we're approaching summer solstice and the longest day of the year. What's the story in the current celestial phenomena that we should know about?
There are a few pairings happening in the sky right now, including Venus and Mercury at the western horizon, and this is visible about 45 minutes after sunset. And then during this next week, Jupiter has a meeting with the Sun. This is known as superior conjunction, but it's not visible to us. And then also during this week, the Moon is moving along the path of stars from Regulus, which is the heart star in the constellation Leo, all the way to Spica, which is the star of abundance, that's also known as the shaft of wheat held in the arms of the maiden Virgo.
Mercury and Venus, Sun and Jupiter, Moon and Regulus, then Spica. All these pairings happening as the days are growing longer. Tell us more about this.
The cycle of the year every year can be likened to a breathing process. And while we breathe many times in a minute, it takes the Earth one whole year for a single breath, you could say. So summer solstice time is the time of the full out-breath. And then it's followed for 6 months by the in-breath, which completes at winter solstice. Then the out-breath begins again. And it completes when it comes back around to summer solstice. So if we watch our own breathing, we can see that there's a pause in between each breath before we move in the opposite direction. We breathe in, we breathe out, and we pause in between. So summer solstice is the pause between full out-breath and the resuming in-breath. And this is a sacred moment. Solstice means the standing still of the sun. So this pause in the breathing is the moment of sun standing still. And at this moment in the full pause of the full out-breath, a certain fructification occurs between earth and sun. So if you look outside, if you look around us in the season, we can see that everything is lush and green and flowering, is striving upward toward the sun at its high hour. It's like preparing a beautiful chalice that's offered up to receive this celestial dew, I like to call it. In some traditions, this is the point of time when we receive the seed for the new year. So at this moment of pause, even though we're just at the beginning of summer 2013, that pause at the full out-breath is the moment when we can receive the seed for the new year, 2014.
Now, did Shakespeare not write something to this?
He did. Shakespeare wrote about the Midsummer Night's Dream and some mischievous pairings. So we've got this pairing with Mercury and Venus, Sun and Jupiter, Moon and Regulus, and then Spica. So we have pairings happening in the sky and then in this really great literature with the Midsummer Night's Dream. And also the people native to the Great Lakes region spoke about the 10 sleeps that it would take to get to this place where summer was. So we can look from this time now toward summer solstice and say, all right, this is when we're preparing the dream. Also, the ancient Greeks told the story of Demeter and Persephone and how Demeter wanders for 10 days before she finds out news of her daughter's abduction. So we're kind of witnessing this cultural acknowledgement of the time it takes to prepare, not for our greatest wakefulness, but for the moment when we encounter something so sublime that we have to allow it to come in the dream. So we can follow the moon as it moves from Regulus to Spica, from the heart star to the star of abundance, and imagine that what we love, Regulus, can grow, Spica, with the moon at this time, followed by the idea that we're completing a full out-breath as we draw closer to solstice, and that in addition, we can grow more attentive to what's stirring in the dream life, and that that might reveal to us the seeds of 2014.
Now, are there references to this elsewhere in our history?
There's something known as the Great Platonic Year, and this was described by the ancient astronomer Plato, and it refers to the amount of time it takes for the sun to apparently process through the entire zodiac. So the sun is moving at a calculated rate of about 1/72nd of a degree each year, or one full degree every 72 years. And if we imagine the zodiac as a circle of 360 degrees, we can multiply each one of those degrees by 72, then we find that it takes the sun about 25,920 years to process through the zodiac. Then to get back to what we've been talking about, if we follow the human breathing pattern, we find that we breathe on average about 18 times a minute. And there's 60 minutes in an hour and 24 hours in a day. And if we do that math, we find that the human being is breathing on average about 25,920 times in each 24-hour cycle. So we are intimately immersed in this larger celestial rhythm, and this is the season for dreaming into it.
Well, every Friday, we look into the night sky with Mary Stuart Adams, Program Director of the Headlands International Dark Sky Park in Mackinac City. And thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Brad.